These are tough days when you have to make releases of players who have meant so much to your organization, to your team. Jordy Nelson is one of the great Packers who have played here. And, you know, he was such an excellent player on the field, excellent player in the locker room, and obviously in the community as well. He's everything you want a pro to be, and he'll be missed. You know, him and his wife, Emily, really established some roots in this community and left a very solid impression. So he'll be missed, and we wish him well.
Was Jordy given an opportunity to take a pay cut before being released?
You know, I'm not going to talk too much about that. There were a lot of discussions that went on, but in fairness to him, we won't get into those kind of discussions.
Is there any possibility of a reunion down the road?
You know, I don't think at this time. You never say never. And we'd like to keep that relationship as strong as possible, but at the same time, I wouldn't say at this time.
Brian, when did you approach him? How quickly did this all happen? Obviously, we all knew it was a possibility looking at
sure.
big cap numbers, but how did this transpire?
Yeah, I think as you go through, you know, trying to build your team and look at some of the different avenues to try to build your team, the different scenarios come into that equation. So it's something we constantly look at. And over the last, you know, few days is when we came to the decision.
Did you have any discussions with Aaron before making this decision?
Talked to Aaron afterwards. Had a conversation with him afterwards, but not before.
What was his reaction?
I keep that between me and Aaron, and you know, he can speak for that on himself.
Brian, was there any try to get something in return for Jordy as opposed to just releasing him?
No, you know, I think when we came to the decision, we wanted to get, you know, be fair to Jordy and get him to the market before free agency started, you know. So, you know, again, lots of discussions, but we felt this was the right thing for the organization.
When Adams re-signed, did you have a feeling that something was going to come to a head at that position group?
I don't know if at that time. I think certainly you look at the numbers and, you know, it is what it is. You start to think about those things, but I don't think we made any decisions at that point.
At the combine, Brian, you were asked 6 ways from Sunday about Jordy's future. You
sure.
said a bunch of times that you didn't want to leave, let good players leave.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked you later at that restaurant, I said, is he a good player? And you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what changed?
Nothing changed. I think Jordy's a really good player, and you certainly don't want to let him walk out the door. But this is a big puzzle, and you know, there's kind of limitations, and you can't keep everybody. And, you know, as we went through this, we thought this was in our best interest, the best interest of our team moving forward.
So, Brian, when you say that, though, mm-hmm. that would indicate that there may have been a number where you could have still had him as part of the puzzle, was it not?
You know, I think there is those kind of things that you go through. But at the end of the day, I think ultimately we just decided that where we're heading is this was the best decision for us without getting into too many details.
So, Brian, how do you replace what Jordy has given you and potentially could have given you?
Well, I think we're in the process of that. I think, you know, free agency starts tomorrow, and, you know, we'll start looking at a number of options. He's a good player, and those shoes will be hard to fill. You know, we're going to work really hard to try to do that.
Do you foresee any possibility of making any more difficult decisions, such as releasing more players down the road to clear cap space?
You know, I think there's difficult decisions all the time. So I think that we'll look at every avenue to help improve our team. And if it comes to difficult decisions, we'll make them. But I think it's important that we look at every avenue to improve our football team.
Free agency starts tomorrow. It sure seems like it started already. What do you think of what you've got at the corner right now, and how big of a challenge is it to kind of fit that part of the puzzle the way you need it to be?
Yeah, I think we have some good young prospects, but there's that's obviously a position that we're looking at heavily right now.
Brian, as a talent evaluator, what made Jordy so unique as a player on the field during his career?
I think there's a number of things that made Jordy unique. I think one of the things that always stood out about Jordy to me was his preparation, his sacrifice, you know, to the game, and to make himself, you know, prepared not only physically but mentally. You know, he had excellent eye-hand coordination. His ability to find the ball, track it, and get in a position to make tough catches even when he was covered, I think was very impressive. Playing big at big moments, you know, I think he always came through for us. I thought, you know, in scramble plays, I thought his ability to, you know, his kind of his intuition with Aaron and finding open spots and getting open was always very impressive.
You know. Did you see any decline in his physical attribute post-ACL surgery?
I think it's only natural as players get older, you see some physical decline. But I think, like I said before, I think, you know, Jordy's still a very, very good player, and he'll contribute for someone next year.
What do you think this means for the future of Randall Cobb? Do you see him being here long term?
I don't think it has any correlation there. I don't think there's a, you know, Randall's one of our good players, and we expect him to be.
Can you talk about how the Demaryius Randall trade came about and how important it was to move up in those two rounds?
Yeah, I can't speak on anything of that because nothing, you know, nothing starts till tomorrow. So I can't talk about any of those kind of things. NFL rules.
Hey, Brian. I know Mark had written in his column that you guys were going to appeal the Martellus grievance. Is there a decision on that yet?
No, not that I know of. I don't have any details on that.
Brian, you mentioned at the combine you had a comment about this. Not doing things a whole lot differently, except I'm the one in the chair making the call. So right. You're the one in the chair today. I know Yes. You're seeing all this stuff and all this money flying around. How has that changed? How do you react to that, going through this for the first time, knowing you're the guy that has to pull the trigger
Sure. And
money is flying?
Yeah, they're long days. A lot of times, you know, spent in Russ Ball's office kind of going over everything. And so it's difficult. You try to stay as disciplined as you can, looking for the opportunity to improve your football team and being prepared to act if those opportunities present themselves. But for guys like us, you want to try to, you know, go a little faster than the process allows you to.
Ryan, how do you guys navigate the challenge of trying to add players at some of the marquee positions, knowing that in today's market those players are going to get astronomical amounts that may only be, you know, sustainable for a select number of teams? So how do you find good talent at those positions when the top guys might just not be realistic options?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Green Bay Packers are unique in the fact that we have a lot to offer here. But at the same time, you have to be very disciplined, and there's just times where you have to let it go. You know, talented players are hard to find, and so you want to be in the conversation. But at the same time, there's restraint there because of the way the system is set up. Because, you know, here we're not trying to compete for 1 year; we're trying to compete every year. So you have to be careful there.
Brian, I understand NFL rules limit what we can say in specifics. So, mm-hmm. In general, looking at what the depth chart will look like soon, is it imperative that you sign a free agent in free agency, a corner in free agency?
I don't think it's imperative. Like I said, we're going to look at every avenue. This isn't something that will happen. You know, this is something between now and really the start of training camp that we'll be looking at. So there'll be many avenues to upgrade that group, and like I said, I think we have some good young players there that'll be competing for those spots. But it is something that we're focused on.
Two more, please.
Hey, Brian, I know it's not like turning in a card with Aaron Rodgers' name on it or signing the trade papers for Brett Favre like Ted did, but he said there were a couple moments during his time where there were some pretty big decisions. Was this your first one, or what was that like for you, kind of in this seat?
Yeah, I think no doubt. You know, player of Jordy's caliber and. The person himself, this was tough, and this was big for me. I do think it's the right thing for our football club, and, you know, like I said, we have to move forward.